Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
It's probably my favourite time of the week. We bring Cathal O'Sullivan into studio to tell us about the good news, the happy things, the positive vibes that have been happening across the world. And he's here with his leash jersey, I should say, on him in studio today.
Yeah, absolutely. Big up leash today. Tony Tazquay. Of course, Caitlin Cummins won the Rose Truly last night.
Yeah.
Or was crowned Rose Truly. So yes, absolutely representing the county today, Andrea.
Why not, says you. Now, you're going to tell me about the best swimming shelters.
Yeah, so there's new actual swimming shelters being brought in. So it's under the government's Outdoor Recreation Infrastructure Scheme, and it's bringing new swim shelters to Dublin, Cork, Mayo and Wicklow. So these grants were brought in kind of under a scheme announced by Minister Dara Cailleary, and it's 8.7 million for kind of 221 outdoor recreation projects. And like, this is going to bring in different things like walking tracks, cycling lanes, all that around the country. No more so up in Donegal as well. They're getting a lovely new cycling track up there near Dunlow, near the Dunlow River. But I think the swim shelters are so important because...
So what are... Is this somewhere to get changed?
Yes, absolutely.
Have the toilets? That's the only thing I'm interested in.
I think so. So these swim shelters are kind of going to be kind of state of the art. There's €40,000 being put into the ones at Donabate, Rush and Skerries here in Dublin, and another 40 grand going into the ones in Cork, down in Ballinamona and Whitegate, and in Mayo, in Duga and Durkart in Achill Island. But like, I'd go swimming quite a lot in the summer, and sometimes there isn't a space to change, let alone for men, but also women. Like, and you see people struggling with their towels and stuff like that. Now, up in Clontarf, there's two separate changing spots, but sea swimming is becoming so popular.
Oh, yeah. It's a great idea.
Yeah. Brilliant. And Minister Dara O'Brien, Minister for Climate, said the purpose-built shelters will benefit this growing community of sea swimmers. So it's a happy reason for them.
I'd like to see toilets and more bins at beaches. They're the two things in my mind that I think we need. We've been asking people today, what's their favourite iconic TV theme tune?
The iconic sound of EastEnders, Andrea.
It has to be one of my favourites.
And like, it's that dramatic doof doof.
Yeah, I love
like,
it.
And it's, or like, do you know when...
Carrie's good as well, but...
Yeah, and so the EastEnders theme has actually been crowned the most iconic TV theme.
And rightly so.
Yeah, and rightly so. Carrie came in at second. And there's a couple more that did
what
come
else?
In. So Friends was in at third.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. Yeah,
and,
very good.
The Simpsons was in at fourth.
Excellent.
And Fresh Prince of Bel-Air... wouldn't be my favourite, was in a fifth, but like the Strictly theme song for me, like we have a clip of this here now. It's so good.
It is good, but...
Friends, also iconic.
Friends, I much prefer.
And then, of course, Carrie coming in at second. But like, for me, it's about like what kind of brings back a little bit of nostalgia for
it
you.
It is. Like, I can still hear that now, EastEnders and Coronation Street. Was it a Tuesday and a Thursday? It would have been on when I was much younger, around 7:30.
And chatting around the office today, people were saying Glenroe as well. Like, that was another good one. Gladiators.
Oh, I loved Gladiators.
Yeah, and the Sunday game also in there.
Yeah, that's an excellent, excellent theme.
This is the one that I love. Heartbeat, no?
Do
you not know Heartbeat?
No.
And that, it was always on a Sunday evening at like 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, and you'd know it meant school tomorrow.
You see, this is the generational age gap now between you and I. That I didn't know that.
But yeah, anyway.
Dallas, one of our listeners, and the A-team. How have they not been mentioned?
No, they're all great teams. But yes, EastEnders topping the bill.
No.
The First Dates theme song there, Andrea.
I didn't know that one, I have to be honest.
Well, keeping in theme, this is a lovely story coming out of First Dates Ireland this year. So Janine Power and Andrew Martin were a couple that met on First Dates Ireland in August 2021. And 4 years later, the couple have announced that they're engaged to be married.
Why?
Isn't that great?
So First Dates Ireland actually worked.
It worked a treat. And so they shared the news on social media yesterday. The couple posted a throwback clip of their first date where they agreed to see each other again. And then it followed up by a video of the proposal.
That's
it was
lovely.
In Knocknarea this weekend, Andrew popped the question to Janine and she was happy to oblige and of course spend the rest of her life hopefully with him. But Laura Green, who was the producer on First Dates Ireland, commented and said, she was like, "You're just both such a dreamy couple. I'm so thrilled I put you together."
Oh, that's a lovely story.
It's a lovely story.
That's come out of the show.
Just so happy, I think.
Now, what good news for this young lad.
As I went to walk in one morning in May, I met a young couple who fondly did stray, and one was a young maid so sweet and so fair, and the other was a soldier and a brave grenadier.
That is the voice of Shamie Sean over in On. So you may have seen clips around social media
the
of
flat.
Him. It's at the flat. So forget your Ed Sheeran, forget your Amble and your Kingfisher and the lot. Shamie Sean is kind of the guy coming out of the flat that he is like the unexpected star.
He's six
years of age and he's a fantastic singer, but he was busking, so that's why he was down there at the flat. His mom said, yes, absolutely, go down, stick the hat down and of course get your little bit of pocket money. But there was something that he was looking for that he wanted to spend his money on.
What's your name?
Is Misha Shamie Sean O'Brien.
You're hoping to really make an impact over the weekend. Are you saving up for anything special?
Yeah.
What are you saving up for?
A brand new suit.
A brand new suit, and you're already so well suited and booted, may I say.
Like, so, suit. So he's saving up, he was suited so well, but lo and behold, he raised enough and he's bought the suit.
Ah, fair play.
So Shamie Sean O'Brien has got his suit after the fly in Wexford.
He deserves all the publicity. Now, I have to be honest, you know, we only talk about the good, the positive news here and reasons to be happy on a Wednesday. This is not good news.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you
go. 127 days.
Stop
Andrew.
It. No, just stop it.
Oh, I'm
no, you should be blacklisted now for this.
No more reasons
don't
to be happy.
Talk about Christmas.
I didn't say it. October. I didn't. You mentioned the word.
Like, go on, what's happening?
So the Brian Thomas Christmas tour does start to pop up every August. And like that, it hasn't been officially opened. Usually it is around kind of possibly next week, the last week in August. But a few eagle-eyed shoppers have noticed that Christmas trees and baubles and decorations have started to flow into the store here on Grafton Street in Dublin City Centre. So like that.
It's unbelievable.
I think it's one of those things, you either love Christmas or you don't.
I love it. Not on the, what day?
Not
the
in
19th
August.
Of August. I don't.
Now, I know people who start their Christmas shopping in January.
No, stop, we're not even having this conversation. Look, that's it. Enough good news for one day.
Some people now like that. I am very much a summer, so like I enjoy the summer, so I'm very much happy that the heat is still sticking around a little bit. But like that, I don't love Halloween, so I'm like, Christmas, I'm happy for it to come, but in 100 and maybe 100 days, not 127.
Cathal O'Sullivan, thanks a million, as always, for joining us this Wednesday afternoon to bring a little smile to your face.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.